Community Credit Union's President and CEO, Mr. Stephen Stapp. How are you?
Good. Good afternoon. It's great to be here. This is my first MAX conference, and of course, looking to meet all sorts of people here.
There's another first, too. It's your first anniversary being at the United's Community. How's it been? How's your first 365 days?
Well, fantastic. I mean, other than some of the weather issues, we've had some snow, we've had lots of rain, we've had smoke, we've had heat. But from the credit union, I just couldn't be happier. I've got a great board, great leadership team. I've managed to keep our entire leadership team in place during this transition, which doesn't happen all the time, but has really kept us going on our business plan, and we couldn't be more happy than where we are.
Well, I mean, are there any, I don't want to say challenges that you're seeing in the credit union world and you know, from your perspective, but I mean, what's going on in the credit union world right now as far as moving into Q2 and then going into 2018? What do you see on the horizon?
Yeah, I mean, our challenges are similar to everybody else. I mean, it's the digital side. How do we get our mobile online banking technology cutting edge so that it's responsive, so that people feel like it looks like Amazon? I mean, we all go to Amazon, we buy things, and we see those additional offerings. We take advantage of that. So we're trying to look at how do we build that model and make that happen.
We're getting spoiled, Stephen. Being on Amazon all the time, it's very, very easy. So how do credit unions live up to that expectation, though?
Yeah, and that is the
maybe that's challenge. A $64,000 question right there.
Yeah, that is. And really, I mean, our members want to use that channel to interact, and they want to know about all of our products and services and make it kind of a one-stop shop for that.
Right. Yeah. it's not just transactions anymore. It's kind of like a financial resource, if you will.
Yeah, they want to know what offerings we have for them. What's going to make it easy for their life? How are they going to, get that step ahead? And we're not always that great in offering those. So that's we're really looking at that model.
Okay. Very cool. Very good. Let's switch gears here a little bit here. Let's see here. Global Women's Leadership Network. What's going on there? There's a lot of stuff going on.
Really excited. Here in the Pacific Northwest, we're kicking off the Global Women's Leadership Network. We actually have 6 chapters that are being formed, two in Washington, 2 in Oregon, 2 in Idaho. And this is really bringing women together to network them together, to develop skills, and really elevate them so that they have more opportunities in the advancement of our credit unions. And so I'm really excited to see that kick off here. And then through my part on the World Council Board of Directors, is then linking them with other similar societies that are happening across the world, whether that's in the Philippines, Costa Rica, or Brazil. There's so much, you know, we can learn from one another.
Yeah. Aren't they launching something? They're launching like a sister society or something. I apologize if I'm not getting the name right, but they're launching another kind of a division or something?
So that's going to launch here at the MAX conference by the association. But then again, we'll have those 6 chapters will be operating locally. Okay. And those chapters, generally, they hold 3 to 4 meetings a year, and they'll be happening locally, but then they'll also have an opportunity to meet here as one combined group as well.
And they're always going overseas with the World Credit Union Council conference. I mean, so there's always a big group going over there and doing their thing. So that's pretty cool stuff.
Well, and the Global Women's Leadership Network, in addition to these local chapters, you're right, have gone out in the world. They're currently working with the Ukraine and helping them advance the Ukraine Credit Union Network and really getting lending out into the agricultural community. So really, they're taking the pioneer effort in some of these areas.
Right on. Let's switch gears once again here. Let's talk about the conference here. I mean, it's barely started, but we got quite a group over there already. But what are your expectations? What do you want to gain here?
You know, for me, first and foremost, it's networking. We have such a great credit union network here in the Pacific Northwest. It's bringing us all together. But really, some of the issues that we're all facing with the regulatory challenges, whether it's the new regulations or it's trying to eliminate or streamline regulations, that's going to be a key for us to hear and making sure that we're following going forward.
Is the regulation thing ever going to simmer down? It seems like that's the hot issue every year. It's easily in the top 5 every year.
Well, we hear it is, right? And we hear that from the new administration that for every 1 new regulation, they have to eliminate 5.
We're waiting.
And we'd like to see that happen and get some more traction.
Okay. Anything else to add? I mean, I know you got a busy, busy show, so thank you very much for stopping by. But anything else to add to wrap up?
Oh, you're welcome. I just invite everybody to Singapore this year.
Yes.
July, or next year, July 15th through 18th. will be our World Credit Union Conference. And again, we're bringing people from all around the world facing similar issues, but they're tackling them different. So we have something to learn.
Yeah, I've been there the last couple of years, and it's a very interesting dynamic because, like you said, we're all facing the same issues, but we approach them differently. So it's really cool to go there and see people networking. It's really neat.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it's always a great time and a great learning opportunity.
Indeed. Great message to end on. Stephen, thank you so much for stopping by.
You're welcome.
Appreciate the time as always. Keep up the good work there. Congrats on your first year.